can't win a trip to Tbilisi at Rosie on the House.
Probably wouldn't want to go.
But if you'd like to log on to RosieOnTheHouse.com, you can certainly register for an Arizona staycation. We've been doing this with the Sanderson Ford sponsorship for about 4 years now, where you go in and you register your name, and we pick a winner every single month, and you get to pick the car from Sanderson Ford's demo lot that you want to drive, and they've got usually about 10 or 15 in there that you could just pick. Do you want a pickup truck? Do you want to try one of the new flex fuels? Do you want to try one of the economy cars? Do you want to try the Mustang? Whatever it is you want to try, they loan you that car for a few days, and Jennifer puts a gas card on the dashboard and a couple gift baskets, and you know that cactus candy basket is always nice, and I'm enjoying those prickly pear like jelly beans that they make that we have in the office.
Like a,
those
like
are
a
good
little gelled candy in squares, kind of like a prickly pear fudge almost, so to speak. So we have those. We have Coyote Odie cookies that contributes a basket every now and then too. Absolutely amazing homemade cookies right out of Glendale.
I know, and I can never eat them because every time they're in the office, Stan gets them before I'm.
Well, I'll put them on your desk first next time. Stan likes his goodies, and that Soretta candy as well. You just can't lose going into Soretta candy. You can go for a tour or just go and pick out Arizona shaped candies, and they've just got so much to choose from. So we put something like that in there for fun, as well as maybe an Arizona Highways magazine and roadmap, and man, you just pick a place and we get you going the road.
We actually put some gift books in there from Arizona Highways, mm-hmm. provided by Arizona Office of Tourism too. So we got a lot of people involved in trying to make it a special event for those of you that win it. But you can only register for it one place. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com. It is the Sanderson Ford tile right there on the front page.
You know, we were talking about places to buy local products. And if you're just running short on time, you know what a great way to do it is? Have you heard of this Designing Women of Arizona? They've been on Sonoran Living and on TV, and a lot of people have heard of them.
I have not heard of them.
Well, if you have an event, they do a great job at putting together your flowers and things for an event.
Okay.
But they also have something that's really cool for this time of year. It's a concierge service. So you can have them do your shopping for you.
And I like that.
They'll make a basket out of local food and products. So you can't hardly beat that. And you can find them at designingwomenofarizona.com.
And how about when shopping and thinking about Arizona gifts, just remember what Arizona was built on, right?
Right. Something like the five C's, maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
All righty. So can you name all the five C's? Romy, how about you?
Can you name? As a matter of fact, the Arizona Commerce Committee has actually increased it to six.
Oh.
So see if you can name the five.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Arizona Highways earlier, which hit number one, climate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think definitely what has grown the state more than any of the other ones, but for population-wise.
Yes.
And then you have your copper.
Yes.
So your mining. You have cotton.
Yes.
You have
Pima cotton. When shopping for cotton, make sure it's Pima cotton.
You have citrus.
Yes.
All right, you got me lost
Moo.
Here. Cattle.
Very
so
good.
Number six, snowbirds.
Cactus. Which lends itself to the tourist industry. It's what draws the climate and the cactus. So we've got the six C's. When you're trying to find that gift idea for somebody special in life, think through the six C's.
Well, and we have links to those as well on the resource guides. If you want to print that out today while you're participating in Small Business Saturday, you can take it with you. There's all kinds of copper products listed there, and you can find out where to get local citrus and maybe you want organic meat. Buddy, I think if you go to Arizona Farm Bureau, can't you find your local farmer who might have the organic?
You can. And the current president, at least for another two or three weeks, Kevin Rogers just sent me a link. Speaking of cattle, something, a byproduct of cattle is obviously your milk.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a local milk company from the base of South Mountain that still sells their milk in glass jars.
Do you know what? Safeway has it. I love buying it. And then you take your bottle back and you get $2 back.
Nice.
Yeah.
But they still don't make whole buttermilk.
And they have it. Well, I don't know. Hang on. Let me look through this. But they've
whole
also sold
buttermilk.
Bash's sells it. Sprout sells it.
I got to travel to Lake Charles, Louisiana to buy a pint of whole buttermilk.
I don't know. Let me finish here. Let me see.
That's real wrong.
They got chocolate milk. They got mocha milk. They got strawberry milk. They have Arizona orange milk. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Eggnog is seasonal. Heavy cream, root beer, half and half. No buttermilk. Yep.
I think you're the only person in the state who would want it, Rosie.
Whole buttermilk. All the world would be a happier place if everyone would just drink a room temperature 6-ounce glass of buttermilk before they went to bed at night. All the world would be a happier place.
Whatever you say.
All right.
I thought they were going to glass just because it was kind of the old style, the traditional style. They've got a huge list of benefits of glass. One, it's 100% recyclable. And I won't go into all the details. You can look it up. It's kind of an interesting...
Is it a health benefit to drink out of?
DanZeisendairy.com. Can you pronounce that?
No.
I can't either. D-A-N.
We're tongue-tied.
S-E-N-Dairy.com. You can go look at all the benefits listed there for having your milk out of glass bottles.
Shopping local. Across Arizona as well as in Tbilisi, Georgia. You're only going to get information like that in the 7 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got John J. Harper coming in, and we'll be answering any of your landscape and gardening questions. I'm thinking there's a couple of you that have been touched by frost here in the last week or so. Certainly got a little bit cool at our house the other morning.
We're going to have to pay a little more attention this year than we have. We've been pretty easy the last couple winters.
Yeah. So John Jay will be in here. You can join the conversation if you'd like to get on now. The phones load up heavy for John Jay. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. Put you in queue to talk to John Jay about anything about your landscape, gardening, fertilizing, trimming, hedging, watering, clipping, trimming, harvesting, whatever it is in your mind in that arena. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll go open topic. So any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we'd love for you to give us a ring in this Thanksgiving weekend. You've got some extra days that you're going to be recovering, that maybe you've got a project you want to try and get done at the house. We're here for you in the 9 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about some tips on holiday lighting for your home.
And maybe a safety tip or two.
Safety tip or two. Do not climb ladder in a thong.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.